soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's October 21st, 2011. I see a need to bring a distinction, clarification, according to the scripture, between Phariseeism and what the scripture calls a preacher. A Pharisee is not a preacher, and a preacher is not a Pharisee. They're completely different. Yet at sometimes people will call a preacher in a ministry of Jesus Christ that is speaking the word of God in authority and power and is rebuking wickedness, and they will call that a Pharisee, or they'll call him legalistic. This is not true. So let's take a look at what a preacher is and also what a Pharisee is according to the scripture, and this will help us not make such a great mistake. There's four key scriptures that I see in the New Testament with this word preacher. It's in Greek, it's the word kyrx, K-E-R-Y-X. And what it means is, it's a heralder or a proclaimer. He speaks in a formality of gravity or seriousness, soberness. There's authority to which must be listened to and obeyed. That's according to the lexicon. To publish and to proclaim openly. A preacher acts as an ambassador on behalf of a king or royalty. He conveys the message with authority. He conveys the official message of a king. In our context, we're speaking of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God Almighty, the Father. So God is ordained, has chosen men and ordained them to speak in the authority and name of Jesus Christ according to the scripture. They speak that which is written. They speak that which the mouth of God is speaking, and they are in harmony with the word of God. The spirit and the word of God agree. So this is what, according to the scripture, is a preacher. In Romans 10:14, it says this. It was saying that as many as call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Verse 14, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? In 1 Timothy 2:7, Apostle Paul said, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. 2 Timothy 1:11, Apostle Paul said, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. This is what a preacher is, according to the scripture. Now, Pharisee, you can study this by typing in Pharisee or Pharisees in a good online concordance and line up the scriptures for you, and you could just read the testimony of the gospel writer Matthew, for example. You'll see the testimony of Jesus and John the Baptist regarding Pharisees. Pharisees were a sect out of the Jewish Babylonian exile, most likely. So they're an extra-biblical expression of religion. Their doctrine is extra-biblical, and they teach as commandments the traditions of men. According to John the Baptist, and John the Baptist was not part of the religious system in Jesus' day. He was the forerunner to the Messiah. He beheld Jesus, baptized Jesus, fulfilling righteousness, and was preparing the way of the Lord, was preparing the people for the Lord, calling them into repentance. He was baptizing people into repentance, commanding them to bring forth fruit worthy of repentance. And when the Pharisees and the Sadducees came out to see what was going on out there in the wilderness with John the Baptist baptizing these multitudes of people, John the Baptist called the Pharisees and the Sadducees a generation of vipers. The Pharisees would take counsel against Jesus to destroy him. These are the terms that the scripture uses. They violated the word of God to keep their tradition. Over and over and over, they were called hypocrites. In Isaiah 29, 10 through 13, this is referenced by Jesus, how they would honor God with the mouth, draw near with the lips, but their heart had they had removed far from God. And the fear of the Lord was a precept. See, religion in form means nothing to God. God is weighing the heart and the spirit of man. And Jesus Christ has eyes of fire, and he tries the heart. He sees the heart. What Jesus was talking about, the hour is coming and is now when true worshipers will worship God in spirit and in truth. And Jesus was telling the woman in Samaria in John chapter 4 that it wasn't in the mountain or even in Jerusalem that the true worshipers would worship God, but in spirit and in truth. Jesus said that the Pharisees worshipped in vain because they taught as doctrines the commandments of men. Their understanding was backwards. They'd have things completely wrong. They were viewing things as important that were external and not internal. They thought that washing cups and what people ate was what defiled people or made them holy. But Jesus said it's the heart. The heart needs to be cleansed because out of the issues of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the issues of the heart affects the behavior. Adultery, murder, thefts, fornications stem from the heart. And only God can change your heart. God can, and thus is he worthy to be praised, because he can take a man's heart, a woman's heart, a child's heart, and a king's heart, and turn it. But religion can only deal with the externals, and it can only mask what's really there, and it's false. So the Pharisee tempts, provokes, and resists the truth of the servant of the Lord. They resist truth, having no delight in it, but opposing it to the point of lying, false accusation, and murder. The Pharisee is full of leaven in manner and doctrine. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, is what Jesus said. The influence of the Pharisees is deadly. Murderers, just like their father, the devil. The Pharisees are liars, just like their father, the devil. The Pharisees are destroyers, just like their father, the devil. Pharisees hate conviction. The Pharisees hate the light and will not come to the light, lest their deeds be exposed. Pharisees fear public reaction. Pharisees fear man and not God. Pharisees seek to tactically outwit people through word games. They are cunning, crafty deceivers who lie in wait to deceive. Pharisees hinder other people from entering into the kingdom of God. Pharisees will not enter into the kingdom of God themselves and block the way for others. Pharisees are termed children of hell by Jesus. Pharisees love to make converts or proselytes. They cross land and sea to make a proselyte. And when they're finished, they've completely ruined people and turned them into twofold the children of hell, worse than the Pharisees. The Pharisees are very meticulous over certain small issues, but completely oblivious to the major issues. They strain at gnats and swallow camels. They tithe their herbs and spices, but neglect judgment, mercy, and faith. Pharisees are filled with extortion and excess of every kind. Religion is their racket. Sin is their food and drink. Pharisees were likened to whited sepulchres that appear on the external, beautiful, polished, engraved, but inside are full of dead men's bones, abomination, filth, extortion, and excess. Pharisees are spiritually dead. Pharisees can't smell their own death. Pharisees rule over the religious systems. When sincere elders of Israel believed on Jesus, they feared the Pharisees that they would excommunicate them by putting them out of the synagogues. Keep in mind, synagogues are the place where the Jews would worship similarly as the churches, the buildings, in today's Christian world are the version just like a synagogue was, as we recorded in the scripture. So Pharisee is an extra-biblical ministry. Their doctrines put people in bondage. They themselves won't lift it with a finger. So they're not righteous people. They have no authority. They have no power. They're not submitted to the Lord. But they use the Lord and not serve the Lord. That's what a Pharisee is. So we can see by studying this that a Pharisee is not a preacher of God. And a preacher of God is not a Pharisee. But God has called the preachers of the Lord, given them authority, given them an unction to speak and to address iniquity and unrighteousness, and to declare the truth of God that is written, and to speak what is the Spirit of God is saying to the churches, and the people ought to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. So we are to reprove, we are to rebuke, we are to exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when the people, according to their own lusts, will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they turn away from the truth and turn into fables. And this is what we're seeing today, as was spoken by Jesus, the apostles, the prophets. The people are turning away from the truth. They're forsaking the Lord. This is a time of apostasy. And this is why God is having his preachers call the people back to the Lord, even as Jeremiah and Isaiah and all the prophets that are written in the scripture, calling the people to turn from their evil ways, to mend their ways, to turn to the Lord in sincerity, to call upon him, to put away their idols, their gods. Because God has provided the solution. The solution is Jesus, the cross, who in his own self, in his own body, he bore our sins on the tree. He died for us. He was buried for 3 days, as was written in scriptures, and he was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. And we can believe and have faith. And this God counts us righteous by faith, and he acquits us of guilt. And we walk in newness of life, even by that same Spirit of God that rose Christ from the dead. Turn unto the Lord in these last days. And be filled with the Holy Spirit. Study the scripture. And if you speak according to the oracles of God. And if you minister by the grace of God, that God would be glorified in all things through Christ Jesus our Lord. Yes, there's Pharisees today. They're extra-biblical. They don't know the Lord. They're spiritually dead, and they have their doctrines all wrong. They're focused on the wrong things. They've even put people in bondage. They don't have the power or authority to set people free. They have their own agenda, their own motives. And there's also false teachers, false prophets, false Christs, false apostles in these last days. But God does have a remnant in these last days, those that love him, that hate their garments to be spotted, and they're hearkening to the voice of the Lord through his servants. Consider what Jesus said about the second coming, the time of the end of the age. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. In 2 Peter 2:5 it says, God spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. God's going to spare his righteous people, but they're not only to be delivered by faith, but they are to be preachers of righteousness, preachers of the Word of God, in authority and power of unction of the Holy Spirit. And this is what God has called us to in these last days.